Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Here's another one of our South by Southwest Evil Dead interviews, this time with stars Jane Levy and Shiloh Fernandez. If you're looking for more Evil Dead, just check out our interviews section on the site. So Evil Dead is awesome, and a lot of that is because of Jane and our friend Shiloh. If you're familiar with Jane from ABC's Suburgatory, she's a little different here. I don't think she's going to scare the holy hell out of you on that show. And as usual, Shiloh is great. He plays a guy who's got tons of flaws and is basically forced to be the hero of the movie. It's a round table, so you'll be hearing a bunch of voices asking questions, including mine. In the interview, we talk about the most challenging part of filming, taking on a cult classic, and why, a lot of the time, Shiloh had to act with a tennis ball. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does help. That's how this website survives. Also, do you need a website? Every actor needs one, and Daily Actor is here to help. We do custom websites that are affordable and won't kill your bank account. We also sell casting director mailing labels and have a great actors resource page. Check that out, and also be sure to take a look at our other interviews on dailyactor.com. And now, here's Jane and Shiloh.
Wow, so I keep on asking the other guys the reaction in the theater last night.
Pretty cool.
How was that? Like, you're sitting in the audience and like listening to all the like the laughter and like the screaming. How does that feel?
I don't think I could have asked for anything better.
Yeah.
I think I'll remember that forever. I mean, when am I ever going to have that experience again where I'm going to watch a film I made and everyone's reactions are the most extreme you could ever have? Laughing hysterically, screaming. It was fucking great. It was so surreal.
So what was the most challenging part of this whole film for you?
You answer. You!
The most challenging thing was it was just a long, long shoot, you know, and you sort of like, you try your best to sort of put yourself there mentally, and that's exhausting to think that your sister's a demon being raped in hell and saying this crazy shit, excuse me, and I think it's just taxing on, mentally, sort of taxing. It was 70 days. I didn't shoot every day, but, you know, the last biggest movie I did was 45 days. This was like, it was just a really long time to be in that state of mind. That was tough.
You know, you mentioned this was, a crazy reaction last night, obviously. 1,600 strong, things like that. But I know a lot of actors don't like watching themselves on the screen. Was it relaxing to have that kind of audience reaction around you to kind of take you out of focusing on yourself and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I was really nervous and just hearing the reaction. I started playing along. I was like, yeah, kill him! And that made me like relax a little bit. Totally. It's really validating. Were you nervous to watch yourself?
Oh.
Did hearing the...
So this is my sort of philosophy on that. There's some movies I make that I don't have to watch. I'm not going to learn anything and I'm probably going to feel really bad about myself. That's most of the movies. There's some movies that I want to watch to learn from my mistake, from all the mistakes that I make constantly. And then there's this movie, which I wanted to watch for fun, because ultimately this movie is Evil Dead. It's not like my, it's not my picture. It's the part of the whole thing. So you want that whole experience. So yeah, I was just excited. Like, I was really just excited to see it. I'd heard great things going into it, and it was super duper fun. It was crazy, so fun.
So was it like working with like all that blood and guts?
Sucked so bad. Yeah. I think it's going to be the hardest job I will ever do. I can't imagine doing anything harder.
Yeah, I mean,
Evil Dead 2.
Evil Dead 2, and maybe I'll have a little bit more clout, and I can tell them yes or no sometimes. And maybe I can just, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out a way to get out of it. Maybe I don't have to be possessed anymore.
I mean, y'all have friends in the industry, obviously. Did y'all get a lot of information about how hard practical effects are going to be and how long it takes for the makeup and things like that? Or
I didn't even know we were going to do practical effects.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
I knew that, but I didn't. But I mean, there's never been a movie like this, really, right? So nobody could possibly inform you as to what it's going to be like, you know. Then that was like the good and the bad of doing it. It was like showing up and being like, wait, you have to reset. I have to wait for 2 hours while you reset the thing and wash the blood off the wall. You know, it was crazy. It was crazy. But ultimately, like, so cool. You know, so cool.
Were either of you fans of the original?
I had never heard of it.
Did y'all watch it before?
I watched it before we started shooting.
Did you watch all three? Or
I've only seen the first, so.
Did it influence y'all's performance in any way?
It did a little bit. I mean, like, in no way we're it's like the same intention or something. There's so many different ways to explain what this is, but it's not an imitation. But I did like, there were some moments in the film that I liked so much that I did actually fight to keep in there. Like the tree rape, I did really want that in there, and there was some talk about it being a little bit different, and I didn't want it to be different. And I really had a fun time in the cellar, peeking my head out. In the thing you saw last night, they cut it out of this version, but there's going to be an extended version on the DVD where I get to sing the original song from the movies, and that was really fun to do. And just like take little things here and there, like a tribute, you know.
So I mean, this is a generational kind of film. The original trilogy came out a long time ago. Yeah. So I mean, when you tell your parents that you're going to be an Evil Dead, did any of your parents have any kind of reaction? Like, oh, we know about that movie, or was it?
No, the title alone worried my folks for sure.
It's like, I think it's like younger, older than us, but younger than our parents.
Yeah, it's right in the middle.
Yeah, but man, it's like that title is pretty blatant. You know?
It says a lot.
Yeah, so, but no, my parents had never heard of it.
I found it's like the generation right before mine, and also like film students. Mm-hmm. Who study film all know this movie and are all very...
Yeah, especially since it was shot for such, you know, a small budget and things like that. So it's kind of a pinnacle for people to say, well, look what you can do for not a lot of money. You know?
Shot it last night with Q&A. You said a lot of times you have to act against a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Did you know that going in?
No, I didn't know that going in. That
have you ever acted against a tennis ball? Besides some of the other actors you worked with rolling around.
Well, I've had some mirror scenes where I look in the mirror and I feel like a tennis ball. I didn't know that. It was really hard, man. That was really tough on me because I wanted to have that sort of interaction and experience the terror that comes with somebody being a demon. But like ultimately, the makeup is such a huge deal, and like to do it, it ultimately takes a lot of time. So in the morning I would show up and like she'd be doing her thing, and I'd get out and start shooting scenes like without these people, and it was tough. It was a big challenge, and like, I've got to get better, man. I've got to do a better job next time.
So once you had learned of like this huge cult following that this movie had, like, was there any kind of pressure going into making it?
You've been asked this question like 150 times. No, it's okay, because the only reason I say that is because I guess it's like we never really I don't think any of us really thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, the creators of the franchise were making this movie. It's not like somebody else was making, you know, they got Fede and they were making a movie called Evil Dead. And so it's like, yeah, you're going to sign up for the movie that's an awesome film with the creators of the first picture.
So, you know, you mentioned that for a lot of the practical effects, there was a lot of downtime, you know, in between takes because maybe y'all messed up a scene or maybe you messed up a frame.
I messed up.
Did y'all rag on each other? Did y'all start getting like really, you know, hey, asshole, like it's going to take them 2 hours to reset this, you know?
I think I've never been so horrible on a set. In my life. No, honestly, I was really not in a great place, and it was just, but honestly, psychologically, it was sort of for the best, because that frustration then turns into, like, you know, real, you know, furrowed brow, so to speak.
Was there anything, like, really scary that happened on set that y'all kind of carried? Because I feel like
Yeah, no, when it's yourself, it's hard to be scared. But no, I did have nightmares, but about other things going on.
No Evil Dead nightmares.
No Evil Dead nightmares.
Was there a working title for this film while y'all were shooting it, or was it? It was always Evil Dead, so there was no secrecy involved or anything like that.
I don't think so. I don't know.
We're in New Zealand. It's a very small country.
Not very many people.
Yeah. I don't know how many.
In the woods, was it actually in the woods in the cabin?
Yeah.
It was an hour outside of Auckland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool.
So it was like an hour drive every morning from the hotel or whatever?
Yeah.
That was one good thing, though, because they didn't trust us to drive. They didn't want to insure us, so they gave us drivers. And so in the morning, I sleep on the way.
Thank you so much, Jane and Shiloh, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor, and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.